Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling for an opinion research. We're conducting a public opinion poll. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time? Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
You are? Thank you. One second, please. Okay. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
In the city.
Within Odessa city limits?
Yeah, in the city limits.
Okay, thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track? I'm not sure.
Huh?
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track in the county?
Dude,
I'm sorry?
Them people up there that run the people
uh-huh.
that run the city and all that, they're all thieves, they're all crooks, they're all in it for themselves. They
okay.
take money.
So you would say,
prospers.
So you
so
would
I
say,
I mean, I don't really care. All I care about is I got a job and I pay
okay.
my bills.
Okay, that's cool.
You know,
so you think it's in the wrong track then?
Dude, that's
not
a town in America. They're all,
okay.
everybody that runs in that, nobody good.
Okay. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion?
They got too many freeloaders, immigrants that come
okay.
in here and freeload off those taxpayers.
Okay.
And I'm talking about the Cuban population has increased.
Okay. And how would you rate the economic conditions in the county? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Like what you mean for like living conditions are good.
The economic, yeah, thank you.
Everybody's
okay.
got a job if they want to work.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It's probably going to be worse off.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in the county? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned, not sure.
Oh, I'm concerned.
Somewhat or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each in the county, excellent, good, fair, or poor. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's excellent.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Repeat that.
Effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field, what you do. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Public safety and low crime. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. The availability of outdoors, parks, playgrounds, and nature. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Bar on every corner.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're good.
Thank you. Availability of quality health care, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Public transportation, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, no problem. We have an answer for that. We have one of the boxes here. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. Retires, people that are retired, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting a new business, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Families with children, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. People like you, excellent, good, fair, or poor? Meaning, you know, what you do, you trade and all that. People like you, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I'm white, and we're the minority in Odessa. You want to know. So.
Okay, so do you think that...
how do you mean to answer that?
Well, any way you feel, you know. It's not a right or wrong answer. It's how you feel, your opinion. Do you believe that this is a place to live for the following types of people, racial and ethnic minorities?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent
opportunity place.
Okay.
You work.
Okay, cool. Excellent, good, or fair, or poor? What would you say? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Will you rate that?
It's probably... Good,
thank you. People living below the poverty line, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I think it's poor.
Thank you. Immigrants from other countries, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
What do you mean by that?
It says just immigrants from other countries, you know, from any country. Do you think
we had an influx of Cubans that moved in here, freeload.
Okay. So what would you call? What would you think?
And it's not good.
Okay. So
it's not good. You know,
feral,
the ones that want to work is okay, but most of them are freeloading and then they're stealing.
I understand. So what would you say to that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor, or undecided?
It's poor.
Thank you. Young, single people, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. We already are halfway there, 50%, so just give me a few more minutes. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Overall. Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in the county will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same? Improve, deteriorate, or
stay about the same?
Thank you.
Stay about the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with visions and plans for economic development in the county? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Familiar.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Exeter County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Confident.
Somewhat or very confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
There's one guy leading the whole deal.
Okay. Community development generates solutions for problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making a community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plan for community development in the county? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not all familiar.
Somewhat. Hey, how much longer is this? Because I got a...
We're almost done. We only have a few more. We are 73% right now. We're almost done. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Confident.
Okay, thank you.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from X down in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay grade, opportunities elsewhere. Family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, illegal immigration. Which one would you think is the primary reason why the people...
Crime.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Bachelor degree.
Okay. Wow. Bachelor degree. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I vote for the best person.
Okay, but most of the time when you do vote, to the independent then, you vote independently, right?
I probably vote Republican when I vote.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
I vote for him again.
Okay, and what is your age? 80 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
Well, I'm 55, but people think
Thank
I'm
you.
35.
Oh, all right. That's good. Do you have a school-age child living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following business drives you race or electricity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, $75,000 plus?
$75,000 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full time, part time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm sorry. I know.
I have to read it to you verbatim. That's what it says. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself? I know what you sound like, you know. I'm glad that you're taking it like that. Some people get offended. I don't even know why. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate your time. That concludes the survey. You take care. Have a good one. Take care. Bye. He started laughing when I asked him that.